Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week we're recording at Beer Miscuous, and on this episode we talk about the Punkin' Beer Oktoberfest tasting at Delilah's, which is right down the street from Beer Miscuous, and we all shed a tear for the closing of Goose Island Wrigley. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And this week we're out of the studio and we're at Beer Miscuous. And we have a special guest.
We do indeed have a special guest, man. Why don't you tell the folks what your name is?
This is Paul Lehman.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here at Beer Miscuous. Thanks for being on. And yeah, thanks for the beers too.
Absolutely. Hope you're enjoying them.
Yeah, I'm drinking the Beguile Blonde. Definitely always try to pick up Beguile stuff when I see it. I don't usually buy the bombers because it's usually just me who has to take those down. So it's nice to pick them up on draft when I can.
Right.
Yeah, I got the Lagunitas Undercover Shutdown Ale. You know, a little combination of the rain and the traffic. Yeah, I'm ready to decompress, so we just jump right into that.
All right. And then you got a little taster?
Oh, I've got a taster. I'm doing Ale Syndicate, which is our neighbor down Diversey here.
Okay.
There's Seven Flowers IPA. It's fantastic.
It's Imperial. A big beer, right?
It is like a big beer.
9.5.
Good bitterness to it, 9.5% ABV. Oh, yeah, cool. It's excellent.
Well, before we get into
this... That's
why
I'm doing a taster
test. Just a little taste. Good call, yeah. So before we get into this week, tell us about Beer Miscuous. Like, what's it about? We're here in the basement, like, or the downstairs area.
You're in the cellar.
All right, the cellar.
So this is our private event space down here. We can seat, 25 individuals down here for private events or spillover from upstairs. But yeah, Beer Miscuous is really all about a cafe setting and experience, but okay, Focused not on coffee, but all on craft beer. Right now, we've got about 370 different options in the coolers, 12 on draft.
Wow.
And, you know, of those 370 options, right now we're hitting about 130 options are local. So hyper-local focus, we really want to support our brewer friends here in the Chicagoland area. And continue to rotate through a lot of different options from our local brewers.
Cool. Do you see a lot of the brewers come in then to like check out the place before they like, oh, our beer, we'll let it be here.
We'll be okay here. No, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times we'll obviously invite them in for our Tasting Tuesdays, which every Tuesday we bring a brewer in to spotlight whatever they'd like to spotlight. Okay. Many of those things we sell. So tonight is... Lagunitas, which is our adopted local brewer.
Yeah, we have accepted them.
Yeah, their space is ridiculously
it's
large.
It's right? but yeah, and then the brewers, I mean, so many of them too, still self-distribute. So you see the staff from the brewery coming in and distributing the cases and kegs and things that we're ordering. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's great to see them all the time come in. I mean, a lot of times they'll come in and taste out other things as well. This is a great place with such a wide variety. And an on-premise consumption license as well as a takeout, you know, they can sit here and try as many things as they'd like, you know, take home whatever they'd like as well. So
yeah, that's my favorite part of the whole concept. It's like you can sit down, you can jump on the Wi-Fi, you can enjoy some beers, but then you can also get a lot of beers to go. You got like 3 or 4 coolers of beer that you can take to go. What are some of the beers people are gravitating to the most? How long has it been? Maybe like 3 months?
We've just hit 3 months this past weekend. Right. It's been all over the board. It's been interesting to see because we do get a lot of people that are still relatively new into craft beer.
Right.
And they'll come in and say, you know, boy, I love Rolling Rock or whatever it might be.
Who's saying they love Rolling Rock?
Like,
really?
I'm from Latrobe, Wisconsin.
So we get,
Pennsylvania.
Well, we've got a few things to point them to. We get that into the spectrum. We get all the way down to the diehards that are in here every week. And like, what are the 15 new things you have this week? I want to try those out.
Awesome.
Sit here and we're always rotating draft and at least 15 new things in the coolers every week. So we get both ends of the spectrum. I mean, our ideal customer, we love when somebody comes into the cafe, sits here for an hour, with either friends or works on their laptop or it's after work or whatever it is, has a couple of pints, and then takes a six pack home. I mean, that's just the perfect thing. Like, oh boy, I liked that. I didn't like that. Let me go try a few more things and stick it in my six pack and head on out. I mean, that's a great atmosphere for us.
Very cool. Yeah. I've been there a couple times now and really like it too, but we'll talk more about what you guys have going on.
Sure.
But Nick, what did we go to this week? You know, there was a lot of fun stuff we talked about last week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I had a couple of events, man. The first event I hit was Howls and Hood. They had their Oktoberfest party. So, yeah.
Okay, I think I made fun of this name of this place too, right? Yeah.
All these hip, trendy, you know, craft beer places all have an ampersand, you know, like, you know, we talked about them last week. Yeah, so this was it was really nice outside, so this party was all outside, and all the brewers were there. Two Brothers and Metropolitan and Left Hand were the ones I remember. The coolest beer there was Afterburner's really good. We had that on the show.
Right, yeah.
The coolest beer there was this cask that Two Brothers had. They had a cask with, it was their Edelweiss with almond and vanilla. It sat on almond and vanilla for like 4 months.
Oh, very cool.
So that was nice. They cut up a whole pig, and we got to see the space. Like the cooler room. So this place has 114 draft lines.
You know. Okay. Oh, you posted a picture of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember seeing the picture.
And I'm like, Beerinator was there, Jonathan Surratt, and Jeremy from Suburbia. So I hung out with them all night.
I know him.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to those guys. Hey, so, you know, we're like, dude, you got 114 draft lines. Like, this puts you in, like, whatever the top tier is for draft lines in the city. Okay. This has got to be it, right? And I'm like, well, how do you clean these draft lines, man? Do you do this yourself, you know? And they were like, no, the city mandates that an outside company that's certified in cleaning draft lines come out and clean. I believe you said twice a month.
Okay. It's always nice, I guess, too, when you find out bars with that many tap lines are adhering by that, because that's, I think, one of the biggest complaints you hear from people are just like, these are dirty lines, especially places that go through a lot of beer very quickly.
Yeah. Especially if it's a beer that you know you like and you know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
And you get a dirty line and you're like, what the fuck, man? You know, you get really frustrated. So that was actually the coolest part. So it's in Tribune Tower, but it's not part of the Tribune company. They're part of a separate, like, beverage company that owns, like, you know, the Boundary and a couple other places. So, yeah.
So are you getting, you said there was a pig cut out. Are you getting sick of pig yet at these beer events?
You know, beer folk, man. We love some pig. So in addition to the whole pig, there were also a pig knuckle stew and then some kind of you know, cheese and onion pie, which I've never had before, never even heard of.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. Never heard of that either.
It was a bit odd. I think but the chef was outside grilling, you know, and yeah, that space with the river across from it. And then so, like, you're looking at the Chicago River and then, you know, Trump Tower, which is one of the newest buildings in town, and then the Tribune Tower, one of the oldest buildings in town, like, all in the same view. And you're on the deck of this building.
So that's pretty awesome.
And there's 180 drafts, or 114.
Okay.
So it was actually really good.
So probably a great spot in the summertime when it was probably a nice night that night. It really hasn't gotten cold until tonight, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they're looking for a podcast.
They're looking for, like, what do you mean they're looking for a podcast?
This is a conversation that came up. They're looking to host a beer podcast. I'm like, dude, we totally host a beer podcast.
All right, yeah, we can do that.
I see another road trip.
So I think, you know, I think we should maybe get out there if they're doing something else. So.
All right, that sounds good. Before it gets cold, especially, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I made it over to Delilah's right down the street from Beermiscus. Okay. Really right across the street, yeah, for their Oktoberfest / pumpkin beer tasting. And now they've done this for years now, and they also do their Christmas beer tasting, right? You've gone to that a couple times?
Yeah, I've been to the Christmas tasting, and then they do like a Belgian one. Yeah. Oh, okay. And they do it upstairs and downstairs, the whole place. Yeah.
Okay, never going to these before. I was a little, like, I guess, surprised. It's mostly just bottles. It's all bottles that Mike, the owner of that, he kind of has had in his cellar and brings out.
Yeah. Mike loves Elvis. He loves, like, you know, old, like, rockabilly music. And he loves, like, he gets all these bottles, maybe from his collection or from, his, you know, all his friends or something. But, yeah, they have an interesting collection. Most of them bottles at his events, which you don't see too much.
No, so that was a little, I guess I was taken back or surprised by that. I was like, oh, okay, I just go up and be like, oh, give me a little 2-ounce pour of that bottle. All right. And then all the pumpkin beers were upstairs and the Oktoberfest were downstairs. And the upstairs bar just sucks to get beer at. Like, I feel like they could lay this out a little better, but everyone just, like, you know, there's people that were good that would go up and get their sample and then, like, step away. But then there's some people that just, like, stand there and it's like, it's a window at this at the upstairs bar.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything there. So that was kind of a bummer. But I did try at least a dozen or so different beers. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know what you mean. In the past, in that upstairs bar, that window is complicated. And usually across from that, there's like a table, like a room length table that they serve from too. It doesn't sound like that was there, though.
No, they were just serving them all from the bar
just
there.
From the bar. Okay. Yeah.
But they were rinsing your taster glasses upstairs. So that was kind of nice. So I appreciate that, especially when you're drinking pumpkin beers that are like, could be wildly different from one bottle to another, where the Oktoberfest, they all taste the same pretty much, really.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Harvest Ales. I know it's the season for pumpkin and Oktoberfest. I'm a big Harvest Ale guy.
Same time. They should be coming any time right now, right?
Yeah.
All those wet hop beers, harvest beers.
Yeah, bring on the wet hop.
All right, yeah. But yeah, the Oktoberfest thing at Delilah's, it was great. I went in thinking that it was just going to be paid by the sample because they didn't mention anything about tickets. But it was, you had to buy 20 tickets, but you could share them with people. And so me and a buddy just split the 20 tickets and, you know, I'd only need so many pumpkin beers. Like, so I was fine with only like about 10 or whatever else somebody else had left over.
Any standout pumpkin beers for you at this one?
Oh man,
I like pumpkin, but I don't get around to all of them. I try to get to just the big three for me. Wild Onions is really good. Is the Dogfish and of course Pumpkin. But I mean, I know other people make them. I just haven't gotten to. I don't get to them really.
Well, the new one from Southern Tier, the Warlock, is
really
stout.
Yeah,
that was probably one of the favorites and most memorable of them all.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a beautiful one on tap right now from 1090. It's a pumpkin saison. Beautiful blend. Second
nice.
Time we've put it on, we got another keg behind it.
All right.
It's been very popular.
Did they have that beer at Belgian? Not at the Goose event?
1090 was there.
Yeah.
I don't remember the pumpkin saison. Okay. I don't remember that.
All right.
But they were there.
All right, may have to give it a try here after we're done recording.
Absolutely.
They make good stuff. I really
it's
like
great.
The 1090.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing I made it to. I was supposed to be in Seattle, and then Friday, I was at the airport
for
the flights.
Dude, I'm a little nervous, man, because I'm supposed to be leaving in town in the morning, and like, yeah, people are, going to Virginia, her flight got canceled today. I'm a little concerned, man.
Yeah, I was at the airport on Friday, and the entire, basically, Chicago was not letting flights in and out of the city, so I was just like, all right, I'm not going to Seattle, just give me my money back.
Wow.
But so that was the only event I made it to. What else did you check out?
I went to Shoreline, had an Oktoberfest party with a band. The band was called the Euro Express, and it was one of the Shoreline boats. Shoreline, it boards at Navy Pier from the Ogden Slip, which is the one, not the main pier, but the one that sits to the side of Navy Pier. So they've got like four or five different types of boats, right? So this was a two-hour tour with, you know, you're supposed to get a Stein, and there's Oktoberfest beer and music.
Supposed to? You kind of made a face like you were supposed to, and you didn't?
Yeah, man, because you're supposed to get a Stein, but then the Stein ends up being like this plastic cup that's shaped like a Stein, and it's not even like the full size. It's like a, you know, a fraction of what a real Stein would be.
Disappointment.
I'm a little frustrated, man. I'm starting to get fired up thinking about it. I'm like, come on, man. We're on a boat. It happens to be like 70 degrees at night. This is fucking perfect. And then you give me this plastic cup to rock with on a Friday night. Like, come on.
Rough. Hard life.
It's hard work in these streets. Let me tell you. I mean, the food was solid, you know, sweets and desserts and then, you know, kielbasa and, you know, all these kind of sausages. But yeah, one of the beers was Liney's Oktoberfest, which actually isn't that bad.
All right.
You know? And then the other one was Revolution. Oh, dude, I met a dude from Northwestern University who listens to the podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is cool.
Cheers to him, man. Thanks for listening.
We were talking about Sketchbook, and he was talking about how they threw a party at the library, and they had Sketchbook there. And it's like, hey, you guys should come up. You know, you should do it. I'm really excited about, like, talking more about this guy, because they actually throw beer events in the library at Northwestern, and I didn't know that at all.
No, I didn't. And you went You love drinking at libraries. You went to the Ale Syndicate library party. I see a theme here.
I mean, there's no limits, man. There's no limits to where beer events can go.
Like, oh, there's these books, but wait, there's beer. Oh, man, anything else? Yeah, it's an Oktoberfest-themed event. This is great.
Yeah, man. I went to one more thing. I went to the closing of Goose Wrigley, man.
Do we need to, like, pour one out for them?
15 years was a good run, though. That was a good run. You know, part of me is kind of sad, right? Because, like, you know, and then we were talking about this all night. Like, Wrigley Field, like, I'm a Sox fan, right? But I go to a lot of Cubs games, right? Sure. And then, like, but even the Cubs will tell you, like, 40% of, like, people in the stands at Wrigley are from out of town. So a lot of times when people are in town, you know, you got this one of these oldest brew pubs in town across the street from Wrigley Field. Like, it's a perfect setup, you know, kind of represents what Chicago's about, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, but I think the reasoning, well, I was going to say the excuse, the reason for closing was that, hey, they weren't making enough money in the off season to continue to have that space there, you know?
But I thought the real reason was that property basically got bought up because they're going to build the hotel there next to Wrigley.
Yeah.
So I guess the money thing is secondary to
that. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess the money thing's secondary.
I'm sure AB doesn't care about the money, but the pubs are separate.
The pubs are separate, yeah, because AB's too big to own pubs, so the pubs, so they never
too big. We don't need these pubs.
But yeah, I kind of hope that it resurfaces somewhere else because, you know, it was... you know, it was a solid pub. I wish that more events were thrown there, you know, because, like, between Clybourne and Wrigleyville, the pubs, Clybourne's really the darling, right? Like, all the bottle releases, you know, Belgian Fest, Stout Fest, all this stuff's at Clybourne. The renovations, the new food menu, all this stuff's at Clybourne. And, you know, Wrigley wasn't really a destination as much.
Right, you know?
So, like, even for, like, opening day, Cubs opening day, I went to, like, the Gingerman. And after that, we went to Sheffield's. Like, we never really went to Wrigley. You know, other than 9/11 Ales.
Yeah, where's that going to go?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe they'll move it to the Fulton facility, like something, maybe the Barrel Warehouse, something like that.
Because
it has to be, like, cold. I think that's, like, a whole theme of Night of the Living Ales. Like, you have to be kind of cold and just, like, huddled up with your friends, being like, oh, this is good, but I'm freezing.
Yeah, right? So we stayed at Wrigley a little bit too long. It was, like, 2 in the morning at Wrigley, man.
Wow, was there a lot of people? Like, was it like a private event, or was it kind of just like, hey, we're closing tonight, come celebrate with us?
They had this date on the schedule as a party day for both the pubs anyway, like before they announced they were closing. So then they said, well, why don't we just make that the final night?
You know? Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so, but a lot of people were there. Jared Rubin was there, a lot of guys from Revolution. You know, I never knew that Michelle Foyk was the GM at Wrigley.
No, I didn't know.
So I learned a little bit about, you know, Wrigley's, you know, history, their lineage, if you will, you know. Uh-huh. And yeah, the video came up, the 25-year video came up where, like, all the brewmasters were talking about all the old employees that worked there and where they are now.
The one that Maeve and I helped
out. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, my man Brad is a producer on that video. So that was cool. Yeah, so, you know, just got a chance to say farewell, man. You know, 15 years is a good run for a brewery, so...
Yeah, the last time I was there for the 15-year anniversary party, and that was a blast. So, yeah, sad I missed this, but I did make it there this year to celebrate and say goodbye, I guess. So that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. That was it. That's all I went to.
Well, sounds like a good week. Should we get into what's happening this week, what's happening at Beermiscuous? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so... What do we got this week, Brad?
So let's start. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday at Beermiscuous is a tasting, right?
That's right. Right. We love to invite different brewers in. This is up to this date. Been very focused on the local guys. You know, they bring in different samples of 3 or 4 different options, almost all of which we sell. So you can sample out. You can talk to... the brewer, you can talk to the representative. The Two Brothers guys brought in the hops that they put in each beer, and they had a sampling of the 3 or 4 hops in each one of those beers. So you could pull a glass of the hops and smell those and see how it reflects then in the aroma and the taste of the beer. So, I mean, we get different things going on Tuesday nights, which is a great way to really just get exposure to a lot of different breweries you may not have tried before. So one of the newest ones, like Arcade, right down the street here. Came in a few weeks ago, and you know, within, that was their first opening week. So they demoed beer here that they hadn't sold anywhere yet. So I thought that was kind of a cool way to experience a new brewery here in Chicagoland.
It's important too, because like you said, you know, everyone hasn't made that full conversion over. So, and you come in here and you like 300 plus beers, what do I get?
Well, get overwhelmed, right?
Exactly. You come on a Tuesday and it's like, well, why don't you have this? Get this in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And different ends of the spectrum too. I mean, we've got, like tonight, we've got the Imperial Red to the, just the traditional IPA, and we've got a Pilsner.
And so, it's a free tasting,
it's a free
right?
tasting, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's actually really cool.
Every Tuesday.
So what's coming up? What are like?
So we've got, so this week we've got, so every Wednesday as well as a routine weekly event. We call it Food and Flight Night.
Okay.
So we invite.
We should have come on Wednesday.
I know.
hot sausage is coming tomorrow. So food trucks are probably every 2 weeks or so, and then we intersperse that with some local restaurants. So we'll partner with like Gino's Pizza across the street or a great gyro place down the way called Gyros on the Spit. We've done the Windy City Paddy Wagon, we've done Fat Shallot, we've done the Donnerman Truck, Hot Sausage tomorrow. So I mean, different guys come in and we pair beer with it. It's a wide selection of things. I mean, you can drink anything you'd want here, but we might give you some options of, hey, with that sausage, you're going to want to drink this, you know, this flight of beer.
Yeah.
So that's on Wednesday nights. That's every week Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
This week we have one additional event on Thursday. So every couple of months we'll do what we call Open Micro Night. So it's our version of open mic.
Okay.
Not music related though. It's really for homebrewers. So we try to get the homebrew community involved with Beermiscuous. And so many great brewers have started as homebrewers. It's a great way to begin to get exposure as a homebrewer to an audience.
Yeah.
So what we do is we invite, you know, just anybody to come evaluate a homebrewer's beer. So we'll give them an evaluation form. We'll let the homebrewer come present their beer. Here's my inspiration for it. Here's what I added to it, unique ingredients or processes. They talk about it a little bit. Then we do samples for everybody in the cafe. And then those people then give them feedback. So you got two sides of the coin. You got the home brewer that gets exposure to people here at the cafe and true audience. And this isn't my brother giving me tainted feedback or biased feedback.
It's awesome, you know, bro. Keep up the good work.
Free beer.
This is real people in a cafe. So and then those people get experience. It's not like a true beer judging event, but they get experience. And like, well, how do I evaluate a beer? What am I looking for? What are the different components of the beer that I need to pay attention to? So that's coming up Thursday night. So this will be our second open micro night. So that's a busy week for us this week.
Awesome. Well, yeah. But so if you're not coming to Beermiscuous because yeah, for whatever reason, you just didn't make it.
There's
unfortunately,
no good
reason, yeah. There's no. You're getting free beer on Tuesday. There's food on Wednesday, and then other free beer on Thursday. So
that's
oh my gosh. I guess I'm just gonna pull up a cot here and bounce in the cellar down here.
It's actually a pretty good idea. I mean, why didn't I think of this? Like this, you know, this whole concept is actually pretty cool.
But Nick, what do you have?
All right. So this Thursday coming up. Is Tap What at Fishman's.
So it's like Tap This.
Right. It's every other week they do Tap This. And this is a blind tasting. So they're calling it Tap What. So they're doing four Imperial Stouts. They won't tell you what the Stouts are until the next day on Facebook. But they invite you to come in, try the Stouts, and then, and then pick a winner. So
that's sneaky.
It is. Because you'll end up picking, you know, Stout A from, like, you know, Bumblefuck, Iowa, and that's the winner, and then like Bourbon County Stout like didn't place, you know, but it is cool because the people decide, like it's not about like the hype, you know.
I guess, do you think they're gonna throw in what was Leinenkugel's Stout? That was actually pretty good, except for some of the variations on that were kind of iffy.
The Big Eddie,
yeah. Regular Big Eddie was pretty good.
The regular Big Eddie does not suck.
All right, I like that. Review of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's Tap What, man. That's this Thursday at 6 o'clock.
So then another event Thursday is with Ale Syndicate and Arcade Brewing.
Yeah. So if you don't know, they're brewing in the same space, right down the street, right on Diversity, same as Beer
Our Michigan. Neighbors.
So yeah. This is, and I love that. I love that whole idea of, you know, two breweries like sharing the same space. They got their own tanks and they're just brewing out together. So they're doing a beer dinner at a place called the Table Donkey and a Stick. What the hell is that, man? So
That's a lot of amper symbols.
Ampersands again. God. All right, yeah. So this is a dinner with those two guys. It looks like it's a $60 dinner. It's three family style courses and four beer pairings. That's going to be this Thursday, and all the brewers are there. The Ale Syndicate Bros, and then the chef from Table Donkey and Stick.
Interesting. How do you feel about a family style beer dinner versus like, here's your dish to go with this beer, and do you feel like you are going to get, do you get enough food? Do you get too much? Like, if you're kind of like, oh, I'll just take a scoop, but I want to share with everyone else. I don't want to be a jerk. And then you're like, oh, I'm kind of still hungry from that dinner.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your opinion, Paul?
Probably not the best way to go about it, I would say.
Right.
Kinda... You know, more single servings. And here's the serving that goes with this beer.
And it's,
you know, it's different ways to do
it. It's yours. I paid for this ticket. I want what's coming. I want everything that's coming to me. Like, not to be like, just like rude about it, but it's kind of like, I guess depends on the dishes. Maybe it's like a big bowl of pasta.
Just make sure you're sitting at the head of the table, and
you know,
as the dish gets passed, you're good.
And it does. It becomes like super, when it's not a dish, everyone gets their own dish. It becomes super informal, and everyone just kind of forgets. No one walks you through pairings or courses. It's just kind of like, hey, we're all hanging out at this really big luncheon, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's true. It is very informal. They don't talk about the dishes as much when it's kind of like, hey, this goes with this. It's kind of like, here's your plate, and then...
Go scoop it up.
It's gone. Here's the next one, and maybe someone like, how'd you like that? I was like, I guess it was fine. What was I looking for in this? Right, like, why'd they go together?
It gets a little cumbersome. The concept of a traditional beer dinner with parents gets a little lost. Fun still, but different.
Yeah. All right. But that's Table Stick or Table Donkey and Stick?
Yeah. That's at 2728 West Armitage.
All right. Then what about Friday? Or do we have anything else Thursday?
No. Nothing else Thursday. Got nothing on Friday. Revolution's partying on Saturday. Unless you got something on Friday.
No, I don't have anything on Friday.
So the big annual Oktoberfest at Revolution is on Saturday.
So different. We kind of thought, I thought the Sheffield's party last week was kind of like, hey, we took our party allotment. We're out of parties. We had to go somewhere else.
Right. And apparently that was just like the warm-up. That was the opening act for the big Revolution party. Yeah.
And so I've never gone to the Oktoberfest one. I think, did you go last year?
I went last year. So it's cool. It's a $30 price point, and you get this huge, like, stein. Like,
legit?
It's not a plastic cup.
It's
one,
not
right?
a plastic cup. It's a legit stein with dimples in it and glass and super heavy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's food trucks and there's a band, and then it's an indoor-outdoor party. So, you know, it starts inside, but then their whole back where they get the deliveries. That's part of it. Oh, but then also this year, you know, they're on that strip in Kedzie where they bought the space next door. So you're going to get a sneak peek of the new space this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And how does it feel partying there, like in that space now that it's kind of full? Because I remember partying when it's almost empty. There was like maybe a dozen tanks and the canning line was just kind of starting to go there, like... Does it feel like more crowded, like everyone's hanging out in the tasting room, and then there's not a lot of... It felt like it flowed really nicely before. Does it still feel that way?
Yeah, I remember the party you're talking about, and then even like the grand opening to Rev, which was the closing ceremonies of Chicago Craft Beer Week, I want to say like 3 years ago now, where it was just like one big wide open space. Now they separated the tap room from the tank farm, if you will, and then there's AC in there in the summer, and then... it's a lot more closed quarters, but the space itself is so big that it still feels kind of monstrous, like super high ceilings and, you know, concrete and steel everywhere. And it's like you never feel crowded in that space unless you go to the bar.
Right, okay.
But the space itself is still like big and spread out.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And even that bar is pretty long.
It's a massive bar.
Big bar.
You can put a lot of people in that place.
Oh, so that's Saturday, what's October... 4th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Saturday is October 4th.
Man, look at that. I know that. Because October 6th is my anniversary, so I know the days around that.
Like, if I don't know anything else, I know that day.
Anything else Saturday?
No, that's it for Saturday. So, yeah, so we'll get into next week a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Lay it on me.
All right, cool. So, on October 7th, which is...
Tuesday.
Yeah. Was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, you know these dates. All right, cool. October 7th is a Tuesday, so that's the happy hour at Horse Thief Hollow. So Horse Thief Hollow is out on Southwestern Avenue, like in Beverly. So what they're doing is the brewmaster there used to be a Chaos member, Chaos the Homebrew Club, and then what they're going to do is have like an informal kind of meet and greet with the folks from Chaos at this place, Horse Thief Hollow.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. We've mentioned a lot of Chaos events on the podcast before, so they always sound great.
Yeah, they're one of the premier homebrew clubs in town. Dave Williams is their brewmaster, who used to be he was a founding member of Chaos, and then he won a silver medal at the World Beer Cup for his pumpkin beer.
Oh, nice. Year. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're interested in homebrew, just like we were talking about with the homebrew event at Beermiscuous, this is a chance to meet this homebrew club. It's a 7 p.m. start on October 7th out at Horse Thief Hollow.
Cool. And I guess one more event before we get out of here. Coming up, next weekend is Beer Hoptacular. And I want to mention that just because you should probably get tickets for it. It's always a lot of fun. It's back at the Aragon this year.
Back where it started, yeah. So it was a rotating beer fest. It went to different spots for the first 4 years, and now it's back where it started, which is fun.
Okay. And I guess I'm not sure why, but I'll probably check it out. I don't make it to the Aragon very often, and it's a beautiful space, but it's super crowded for a beer fest.
Yeah, it was designed after like a Spanish castle. It's a really cool space. Yeah. I like Beer Hoptacular a lot.
Yeah, no, it's a fun event, yeah. So you'll probably see us there. But before we get out of here, Nick, how can people get in touch with you, reach out?
Hey man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And how can they find Beermiscuous? Get a Facebook page, Twitter, what do you got?
We've got them all. We've got, the normal website, beermiscuous.com. Twitter handle is at beermiscuous. Facebook, beermiscuous. Cool. Instagram, at beermiscuous.
Nice.
It's a unique enough name. We were able to get them all.
Oh, that works out well. And then you can find me on Twitter. It's at brad. And then Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Facebook page as well. We post photos there of these 141 draft lines, 141, right?
Yeah, right, over at House and Hood, yeah.
And other events we come across that we just run out of time here. We're over 30 minutes, so we should get out of here. So, and then chicagobeerpass.com, episodes get posted there, links to iTunes, and leave us a review. We love seeing those. And cheers, we're out of beer, we need more beer, so let's get out of here, cheers.
Yeah, man, cheers. Hey, thanks to Paul, cheers, and thanks guys. To Andrew in the back there playing on his phone for putting this all together, man. And you guys come check out Promiscuous, it's a great spot.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.